Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Happy Waiver Wednesday to all of you who celebrate.
Should I be closing my tabs here of transactions on Yahoo?
You want to talk it through? Why you spent what you spent? Why you did what you did? Let's talk about what you got and what you didn't get. Let's talk about your free agent offers that hit and that didn't. If you spent too much money, we'll be here to talk you down.
Your league is living under a rock if he is still available.
It's worth a flyer. It's one of those, if anybody's going to make that mistake, it's going to be me.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
Didn't get anybody in my waivers. It's at the open there, Waiver Wednesday. I didn't get anybody. I got Christian Watson for nothing. There you go.
Feel good?
No. Well, not about that. I feel good about my my guillotine team. Going forward, we've had some internal growth. You know, we've done it organically. So we should be even more proud, right? Because when you do it organically, you get extra credit. Seems how some sports teams operate or act.
Yes, when you...
I did it myself.
When you draft and develop your own?
Draft and develop, yep. Rashid Shaheed, draft and develop. Look at that. Late round flyer, bam. Weekly starter. Although, actually... I don't know if he's won now because Derek Carr might be out or is going to be out. Also, it's freezing out.
It is chilly.
It's not freezing. But it was. I saw 38 on my car when I got in. Maybe that was a little low.
Let's just say if you're out today in shorts, that's fine. You're just going to be maybe identified as an shorts everyday person. Like this is the first day where shorts everyday person is like, oh wow, shorts today, huh? Because it's chilly.
Really. It wouldn't be definitive though.
No.
That might be a shorts everyday guy over there.
Low of 42.
Yeah.
Like that's a, we got a candidate here. This might be a shorts everyday.
Right. Versus like if it was 20 degrees and you were wearing shorts, then it's 100%. That's a shorts everyday person. But 42 might be a little bit more in the middle.
803-0550, our phone number. Okay, ready? Want to predict the next big change in the AFC East? What's it going to be?
We had two
teams make big ones yesterday, a coach and a quarterback.
Yeah. What's left? Those were the big two, I would say, that were possible. Is Mike McDaniel going to get fired? Is that
the
favorite?
Next big change?
Is Joe Brady getting let go on the bingo card? I mean, it's not for me. It would be back-to-back seasons. There's no way they're doing that.
Yeah, I thought about that driving in. That's not in the card for the year.
I shouldn't say there's no outcome. It would take what they did last week, like that bad, Allen looking like the worst quarterback in the league for like a month. And that's just not possible, I think. So no, I don't think that's on the bingo. It's not, they wouldn't want to do it even just for the look of it, right? You wouldn't want to do it back-to-back years just because...
No.
What it would look like, what it would say maybe about them, I don't know.
Then again, that's operating in a world where a coach would care what he looks like, and I don't say that as a shot at McDermott. Like, does he care? Why would he? If he feels confident, if he feels comfortable, he's always going to do what's in the best interest of the football team. I'm not sitting here telling you it's going to happen or that it should happen right now, but... If it's week 8 and he thinks, I got to do this to try and get something different, get different results, then I know it's a bigger deal than just swapping out a wide receiver or a lineman or a defensive tackle. But it is just swapping somebody for someone that thinks can make you better.
Yeah. I think McDaniel being fired as the head coach of the Dolphins is a lot more likely. I'm not saying it is likely. I don't think it is very likely at all this season, like during the year, that they would do that. But I think that's next, right? There's no other – what's the other quarterback change in the division? There really isn't one, right? Like the Dolphins are just going to kind of try to tread water until Tua can eventually come back. And there's really nothing they could do about that even in the offseason, right? Because they just signed Tua, even if they wanted to. I mean, you could say the next change is the Jets again. If you think, hey, there's nothing that's going to change with the Dolphins, McDaniel's going to stay, status quo, the Bills aren't going to have any big major shift anywhere, the Patriots are kind of new here, so they're going to go along, then maybe it's the Jets again. Maybe it's like the Jets in the offseason hiring Belichick. Right?
If that's happening. I saw a lot of the pictures
of the Photoshop.
Yeah, the Photoshop of Belichick.
Mm.
I don't think that's happening.
I think he hates the Jets, doesn't he? Also?
Yes.
And it's not happening mid-season.
The funniest thing
I think he hates the Jets, so I don't think he would want to ever go there.
The coach of the Jets should hate the Jets, because everybody hates the Jets. Jets fans hate the Jets.
Yes.
So the way to be the coach of the Jets is to actually actively hate them.
Yeah.
I hate this team so much.
So then maybe that does fit.
They're kind of like Mets fans, right? Like, they do love their team, but they also hate their team sometimes.
Right.
And right now, they do not hate their team.
It also could be their quarterback again, right? Like, if there's no big change in the division during the year, then is Rodgers their quarterback again next year?
That's a great question.
Because if he's not, then they're doing something else. I don't know what is that a veteran? Their team is kind of they've tried to build it to win right now, which is I think why they're making this decision. They're firing Saleh because their whole existence is this season.
Well, they're firing Saleh because the report came out that he wanted to fire Nathaniel Hackett. Isn't that the whole thing?
And Rodgers doesn't want Hackett fired.
So, like, yeah, right. Like, reading all the stories there in New York about this whole thing, Saleh did not know he was getting fired, of course. Like, he walked in, went to work, they had a meeting. Oh, you're fired. Oh. And Jeff Ulbrich is their interim head coach. Everybody else stays. It's just the head coach. It is.
We're not going to fire a whole coaching staff in the middle of the year.
No, but you could fire an offensive coordinator if you thought the offense was bad.
But Rodgers is not letting them fire Hackett.
That's right. And the defensive coordinator became the head coach, so the defense is not bad, and it's not the offense's fault. Mm-hmm. So it's just this guy that has to go. He's got to go. His defenses, there are a lot of stats on his defenses since he got there. His defense has been every bit as good as a McDermott defense since he showed up, if not better. And
statistically, I think it is better.
And he's got no quarterback play. Let me ask you this. I saw one number about Saleh that I thought was interesting, that since he became the coach, no one would dispute his quarterbacks stink, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the second worst record in the league, or the worst record in the league. They've found a way to win 7 games with these horrible quarterbacks. And for a long time, it was give that team credit because they're getting it done with defense. And it's part of the reason that the expectations were so high when Rodgers showed up was, hey, this guy wins 7 games with Zach Wilson. Get him Aaron Rodgers, he's going to win 13.
All right.
Anyway, here's the number. It's about how often they cover.
Cover the spread?
Yeah, as underdogs.
Okay.
That they're second worst in the league as underdogs covering the spread. And I don't know that I believe this to be worth anything, but I saw that. It was worst in the league covering as an underdog is Carolina for multiple years.
Okay.
And we would say, well, that's a train wreck organization for a long time.
Horrible. Yep.
Until they get Andy Dalton, by the way. Are they covering spreads now? Like, you know, quarterback makes a big deal.
Right.
But that was one stat I saw pointed to. This team, you might think it overachieves, but in fact, they get beat a lot, and they don't cover the spread, and they're uncompetitive. So, no, this guy is not doing a good job. You buy that? I think it's pretty tough to buy that.
I think it's tough to buy that. It's tough to do better, right? Like, he's kind of, you mentioned, like, they win 7 games with those quarter. He's a win or two away from being Tomlin in the last 3 years, right? Just doing it, finding a way to win some of these games. I would want to know also, you know, what's the record outright against being big underdogs? Because do you remember last year they had a couple of wins? I think it was outright wins that they shouldn't have had. They beat Houston late in the year. They beat Houston 30-6 late in the season. They beat the Bills in week one. They beat Philadelphia early on when the Eagles weren't losing to anybody. So, I don't know. I think he did a fine job. He was great defensively. And, like, to me, okay, you want to say he never had a good offense, he never had a good quarterback. He had Zach Wilson to work with, and then Rodgers looks broken. And what would you say he is supposed to do? He is the head coach. I got to find – my defense is fine. Right now it's maybe not as good as it was last year, but my defense is pretty good. It's not the reason we lost on Sunday.
No, they threw a pick six.
Threw a pick six by Rodgers, three interceptions, short fields, and they did fine. Sam Darnold didn't do almost anything in that game for the Vikings offense. If you're Robert Saleh, your job as the head coach is to get the most out of the offense. What should you do? You should fire Nathaniel Hackett as offensive coordinator.
Yep.
That's the move. And he wasn't allowed to.
You're not allowed to do that. Right.
So his ability as head coach to get more out of the offense, he didn't have it.
Does Rodgers go on McAfee today, Pat McAfee show?
That's a good question. I don't know.
It's Wednesday, so sure, he'd go on Pat McAfee today. He's claimed, of course, he was blindsided by the news. Had no idea that Robert Saleh was going to get fired.
Isn't it also the fact about how Woody Johnson's never done this in the middle of a season?
Yeah. You know who else had never done it?
Something. It ties back to Rodgers. Well, of course it does.
Sure. I think it probably does. Devil's advocate. The Steelers had also never fired any coach midseason. And they did that last year with Matt Canada, right?
Yeah.
I guess these old school teams are going to have this system of beliefs, and they are ultimately going to get challenged about timelines. The Steelers used to not pay guys more than 2 years guaranteed money. And then TJ Watt came along. It's like, all right, sorry about that. Yeah, sure, we'll do it. So Mike Babcock used to never play rookies. Lou Lamoriello is who it was. Wouldn't give rookies the guaranteed max salary. And then they got who? Somebody first overall. I was like, oh, okay, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Hughes, whoever it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, 803-0550 is our number. How about the...
I think it was Barzell, by the way.
Thank you, Matthew Barzell. How about the new coach bump? Chris Brown had an interesting stat on One Bills Live yesterday. The new coach bump. Since 2000, teams in the game right after they fire a coach, head coach, are 16-13. Three games over 500. Now,
teams are probably, I'm assuming, bad before they do that, aren't they?
You would think.
It's probably above
their... They all have losing records.
Yeah.
You're not firing a coach with a winning record, except for John Gruden was the only one because of off-the-field stuff.
Right.
So, okay, you've got all these teams, that's 19 games. So 19 teams have fired their coach, and then the next week they've won 29.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And 16-13. That's, to me, could that be a new coach bump is real? The Bills had the new coach bump against them, against the Chargers last year.
Yeah.
Giff Smith, right?
Yeah.
And the Chargers had lost by 60 the week before,
and
the Bills need a late field goal to beat them. So is there a new coach bump? Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. There's plenty of speculation that Saleh might have been popular among his defensive players, and this would be bad. But they did hire from within, so they like that guy too.
I think that might be a big reason why they made the defensive coordinator the guy, because the immediate thought every insider had about Jeff Ulbrich was that he is beloved by his players.
Yep. So
like,
new coach bump.
Had they fired Saleh and promoted Hackett to be the head coach, I mean, there could have been a mutiny, right? There could have been a mutiny inside that locker room. You want to get rid of Saleh, but you kind of need everybody to still be on board, and maybe you want that bump. I feel like Ulbrich is the guy that makes sense then for that, to not lose people. Maybe you do anyway. Because to me, like, if I'm that defense, if I'm Sauce Gardner, if I'm Quinnen Williams, maybe they'll be different. But I would be thinking, what's happening here? We're firing the head coach. When he wanted to maybe make a change at offensive coordinator, the offense is the problem again.
Yep.
They have scored the exact same amount of points as they did last year through five games with Zach Wilson. Their offense isn't different. I mean, it's different. Like, they're throwing the ball more. Their running back stinks now. But they scored the exact same amount of points as they did last year when everybody said, oh, their season was toast because Rodgers was out.
Also,
I would not feel, it wouldn't be sitting well to me if I were a Jets defensive player watching how yesterday played out.
They're also a win on Monday away from first place in their division.
Yeah, I know.
Which is kind of funny. So they're still in it. Their season, I mean, it's not like it's going terribly. If you had bet Robert.
But their season, they're only in it because the Bills have lost back-to-back games, right?
Sure. I mean, being.
They haven't done anything to make you believe that they're like some 11-win football team.
I wouldn't say they're only in it because the Bills have lost back-to-back games. I mean, is 3-3 through six games crazy to be in first place in your division? Depends on how good your division is, I guess.
It's probably you're probably in a bad division though.
Maybe
if it's 3-3.
It's early. I mean, to in week six to have a first place game, that's not unheard of for any division. I don't know. I also don't think the season for the Jets is really going that different than anybody thought it would. Rodgers looks like he's mostly cooked. He can pull out the occasional nice drive or nice plays, but looks generally cooked. They're relying on an offensive line that probably can't do it. They've got Garrett Wilson and other receivers that, you know, are okay. Their defense is strong again. They've also played really bad teams.
That's the thing.
In wins over the Patriots and the Titans.
Those are their two wins. Yeah.
Who else did they play?
They played the Niners in week one and got smoked.
Okay.
And then they lost to Denver.
Denver,
which
right.
was horrible.
That, really, it's probably the Denver loss that does it. Because otherwise, they're 3-2.
Absolutely.
It's the Denver loss. How did you lose to Denver? And do you know how they lost to Denver? Their kicker missed a kick. Does it?
Well, their kicker missed a kick because they got the ball in midfield and Rodgers got 5 yards.
That's right.
With a minute
left. But their kicker missed a kick. Their kicker missed a kick that I think was probably shorter.
But that was on Rodgers.
That was shorter than the kick that was just hit against the Bills in Houston.
Yeah. But if that's us, we might be talking about Tyler Bass. We're more talking about how your quarterback that is supposed to be a star had a minute plus at midfield and got the kicker 5 yards closer.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that was the problem with that game.
But
it was raining,
still,
too, but.
You are a missed kick. How far was the kick? It was less than 50, I think.
Was it? I'll check.
It was it was at the field goal range target line, which is usually, what, at worst, a 52-yarder? They usually don't give you
a... It was a 50-yarder.
50-yarder,
exactly,
okay.
50-yarders.
50-yarders are made with what accuracy? 75% these days? So they are a missed kick from being 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
And he got fired. Funny. You did lose to Bo Nix. I mean, that's kind of tough. The Broncos
with 60 yards.
60 yards. Well, again, good job.
I mean, that's the thing about good Saleh getting fired.
Good job,
Who's
Nathaniel
done
Hackett.
Anything against them?
Right.
I mean, the Patriots are horrible. Patriots scored 3 points. Bo Nix threw 60 yards. He had 10 points against Denver. And then they gave away a pick six against Minnesota. I mean, you held Sam Darnold, who had been looking amazing, to 14-31, 179 yards and a pick. You could flip it the other way. Saleh is Rodgers not throwing an interception right to Stephon Gilmore at the end of that game on Sunday, or maybe away from not being fired. Hey, how about Rodgers finish that drive? You finish that drive, your head coach is still employed.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I think.
How different is that from if the Bills don't have 12 men on the field, Ken Dorsey keeps his job another week?
Yeah.
And do they find answers and turn around?
The comparison I would want to make there is, to me, their finger was on the button, right? With Dorsey, the way the offense had looked for a month, their finger was on the button.
Woody Johnson claims his finger's been on the button for a year
and
plus.
I don't know if I want to believe. Well, maybe I would believe that. I would want to say that their finger was on the button maybe all year. I mean, there is, reading Connor Hughes about this a little bit yesterday, there's maybe been tension between Rodgers and Saleh since the infamous trip to Egypt at the beginning of minicamp that Rodgers went on that Saleh was not okay with. And it sounded like Saleh kind of wanted to punish him for it. Like, you skipped practice. You're being held accountable just like anybody else was, and he maybe wasn't allowed to. And that has not sat well with Saleh. And I don't know. It probably is nonsense, but I do kind of think of the moment where Saleh went in for the hug against Rodgers, and Rodgers kind of pushed him away.
Yeah.
Like, it just, those two weren't going to coexist all year.
The Boomer Esiason clip from 2 weeks ago, do you remember that one? Where Boomer said, he talked about, they don't ever talk on the sideline. They don't ever look at each other. They don't ever engage on the sideline.
Right.
And Boomer said, if you read my body language, you'd know that I didn't respect that guy. And he said, I think that that's a quarterback that doesn't respect his coach. And 2 weeks later, the coach is fired.
Yeah. So I think the quarterback coach relationship, I think, probably played a lot into it. Maybe they were always, unless the record was really good, there was going to be a moment in the year where they were going to do it.
I would also like to defend it on some level. I don't necessarily think it's going to make them much better, if at all. But when's the time to make a change if you're a football team? This is true of the Bills. This is true of anybody. Hey, something's not right. When should we change this? Week 6 or week 15?
Yeah. Oh, no. If you know something's up, then change earlier the better.
Absolutely. 100%. Change it. And it always looks like when you make a change like this, you're in disarray because, you know, NFL teams love to sell the idea that everything is always good and harmonious and everyone's on the same page and everyone's in lockstep and all that. They love harmony. But if you're going to make a change, make it early. And, you know, good. I'm not quite good for the Jets. I hope they don't get the new coach bump. If they win, it will be chalked up as a new coach bump. Unless they keep winning. And then, who knows? Maybe they'll turn it around anyway. Their defense has been great. We'll see how they do against this offense. It's a challenge for this team to really do much in the passing game. And the Jets have been very, very good at shutting down the pass. But again, the level of opponent they played, Jacoby Brissett, Bo Nix, Will Levis. That's three.
Mm-hmm.
And did I miss one really soft one in there? Purdy's not a... Oh, Darnold.
Darnold.
Who's not exactly... Whatever. He's not Josh Allen. He's had a good year. Anyway, 803-0550. Coming up at 7:30, we'll talk with Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast. He had a couple really good observations from the All-22 film, Joe did, that we'll dig into. From the final drive to the design of the offense, and he referred to, like, what's the problem here with this offense? Is it the receivers, Josh Allen, Joe Brady? And he said it's all of it. Everybody shares a little bit of blame here, so it's not just as easy as the receivers stink. But we'll get to that. That's coming up at 7:30 with Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. Don't miss it. So that on the offense, on the defense, he had raving about Dorian Williams and what he's seen from Dorian Williams. So that's good news, too, that there are brighter spots in Dorian Williams and Terrell Bernard. Like, you know, the Bills could easily go on a little bit of a run here, right the ship, and calm everybody down for a bit. And the question is, you know, as we look at it and as Brandon Bean looks at it, if they were to right the ship, would that be a sign, okay, let me make sure I, you know, patch up the wide receiver group or patch up this while I'm sailing well? Now's an opportunity to jump if they want. And we'll also see how quickly the Jets act for Davante Adams.
Right.
If, in fact, they're going to do that, because the Raiders say they want that to happen sooner than later. It is Wednesday. It still has not happened. So, who knows? And for the Saints, he wanted to go to the Saints. Derek Carr's going to be out multiple weeks.
Yep.
You still want to go to the Saints? Maybe not.
Their season might be over by the time he gets there.
Yeah, they don't look the same. They really don't. 803-0550 is our phone number. Good Wednesday morning. We're going to keep you updated on any news you need to know about Hurricane Milton. I mean, just, you know, keeping thoughts and prayers for people down there. Because it's...
Tonight it's supposed to make landfall?
Tonight, as Category 5. It has not weakened on any level.
No.
Yeah, I mean, really terrifying stuff down there, and the level of damage and devastation could be just hard to even fathom. But anyway, we'll push on. Talk Bills, Jets, and you know, also get you ready for the Sabres home opener, which is tomorrow. Sabres and Kings. Jeremy and Joe, you can join us at 803-0550 on WGR.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.